U.S. military planners are having a tough time finding and retaining new recruits. The U.S. Army fell almost one-third short of its recruiting goal for the month of March. To lure in potential enlistees, they've beefed up scouts and are offering large bonuses. In March, high-profile counter-recruitment protests were staged at City College in New York, Seattle Community College, and San Francisco State. And on March 30th, a CIA recruiting event at New York University was called off due to threats of protest by the Campus Anti-War Network. Then on April 5th, some 300 students and community members held a raucous demonstration at the UC Santa Cruz campus, where U.S. military recruiters had a booth at the school's job and internship fair. Tuesday's rally at UC Santa Cruz was branded a success by student organizers whose presence forced military recruiters off campus. About 100 people got into the job fair before police sealed off entrances. The protesters surrounded the recruiters' table until they agreed to leave.
Actions like this have been taking place across the country, and we feel that in order to have a successful anti-war movement, we need to push every button possible and put pressure on every aspect of the war industry, of the war machine.
Aaron Dankman of Students Against War says the group asked job fair organizers to follow the school's non-discrimination policy, which bans employers from campus who are prejudiced on the basis of sexual orientation. Dankman says the military's rule of don't ask, don't tell flies directly in the face of the school policy. UCSC spokesman Jim Burns disagrees.
Federal law suggests that military recruiters be granted the same access to job fairs as other employers.
Federal funds to the school are threatened, he says, if military recruiters aren't invited. And while Tuesday's rally wasn't the first attempt to remove recruiters from campus,
this year the protest effectively shut down the jobs fair.
Again, Aaron Dankman.
If they're not going to listen to small delegations, to letters, to sensible reason, they're only going to listen to numbers and noise.
Tempers were high Tuesday, and passionate arguments broke out between those protesting and others who simply wanted to attend the job fair.
When you're a 17-year-old boy and the Marines come and tell you that you can have everything, you can be a pilot, you can have money, you can control people, what are you going to do?
It's a voluntary enlistment. Where's your parents? Where's your parents to tell
them? It's not a voluntary enlistment. He's 17 years old.
Is he drafted?
He's 17 years old.
Then why doesn't he listen to you?
According to the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, annually the U.S. Armed Forces spend about $1.9 billion on recruitment. Mahmoud of the UCSC Muslim Student Alliance points out that only 3% of commissioned officers are Latino, while 81% are Caucasian.
They're coming here not to recruit soldiers or infantrymen. They're here to recruit officers. You know, this is just enforcing the hierarchical system that we see today, and I think that needs to stop.
Matt Edwards, a 20-year-old former Marine, saw that hierarchy firsthand. For 5 years, Edwards was a Marine cadet before he enlisted.
It took 3 months of boot camp to turn my ideas away from the war.
Being exposed to what Edwards describes as overt racism and homophobia led him to question his own perceptions and become a conscientious objector.
For a month, they treated me horribly. Sleep deprivation, food deprivation. And they were daily trying to change my mind. They weren't letting me go through with my conscientious objection application.
During training exercises, Edwards broke a hip. At first, the Marines denied him medical attention, he claims, in retaliation for his views. But eventually, Edwards was offered administrative separation and left the military. He was discharged March 19, 2003, the day U.S. forces invaded Iraq. About 90 minutes into the demonstration, a deal was struck, and all the recruiters, including the California Department of Corrections, agreed to leave, so long as protesters would also disperse. Once gone, anti-war organizers were invited into the job fair to educate students about pro-peace options for future employment. In the coming weeks, school officials will meet with reps from Students Against War to discuss the future of military recruitment at UCSC. Judy Jedlicka is a grad student at the school.
We have to make a constant effort, and again, this is just UCSC. There are still military recruiters in many high schools, community colleges, so it's an ongoing struggle.
UCSC Students Against War meet each Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on campus. To contact their counter-recruitment working group, send an email to counterrecruitment@yahoo.com. This is the V-Man reporting for Freak Radio Santa Cruz.